The Holocaust Museum was closed the day after the shooting. Flags flew at half staff, and flowers were left outside the museum entrance, where authorities say James von Brunn shot and killed security guard Stephen Johns. Law enforcement officials, including Washington, D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier, held a news conference nearby.
James von Brunn is officially being charged at this point with murder, as well as the killing in the course of a possession of a firearm at a federal facility.
Police found a handwritten note in von Brunn's car that read, "The Holocaust is a lie. Obama was created by the Jews." Von Brunn's anti-Semitic and anti-black views were known both to law enforcement authorities and to organizations that monitor hate group activity around the country. This is Joseph Persicini with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI.
Now, it's our responsibility to determine why he did it. We have to ask ourselves, did all these years of public display of hatred impact his actions?
John DeNugent is an acquaintance of von Brunn's who calls himself a white supremacist. DeNugent had been in touch with the alleged shooter recently and says von Brunn seemed to be increasingly frustrated.
He had been sending a lot of emails with a violent content saying basically, white people, the time for talk is over. Barack Obama is going to gradually destroy the white race. I was sympathetic with some of his views, certainly not his violent assault and murderous assault on the Holocaust Museum.
Heidi Byrick is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that monitors hate groups in the United States. Byrick says her organization has been aware of von Brunn for a long time.
We know he's a Holocaust denier. We know he was involved in this incident of trying to take people from the Federal Reserve hostage while he was armed. Luckily, he failed at it. We know he has written anti-Semitic and racist tracts, and it's a 30-year track record at pretty high level in neo-Nazi circles.
The shooting has refocused attention on the dangers of hate groups in the United States and what, if anything, can be done to prevent or deter violent acts. Heidi Byrick says her organization has documented an increase in hate group activities and membership since last November's election of Barack Obama as the country's first African-American president.
I don't think there's any question that we have seen a series of domestic terrorist incidents that have been spurred either by the election of the first African-American president or by the country's move to the left.
It's a trend that author and hate group expert Chip Burleigh has also noticed.
Since the election of President Obama, there has been some real anger and resentment brewing in certain right-wing circles in the U.S., and it's not just the marginal ultra-right-wing groups like the neo-Nazis and the Klan and others. It's a much larger angry sentiment, a sort of a white backlash against Obama.
FBI agent Joseph Persicini says law enforcement officials are always on alert for threats of violence from hate groups. But he says many white supremacists are aware that the FBI must balance any investigation of a potential threat with respect for civil liberties and the right of free expression.
Many of these individuals are totally aware of what you can and cannot say in crossing the line, which would initiate a domestic terrorism investigation.
Persicini describes the museum attack as domestic terrorism and says the FBI remains committed to stopping future acts of violence based on hate.
It is very important that we send a message that this country does not authorize or approve of any act that is attached to hatred in America. This is not what this country stands for, and we will do everything possible, not only to stop Mr. von Brunn, but the other Mr. von Brunns that are around here in this nation today.
Hate group expert Chip Burleigh says that in the end, law enforcement can only do so much to prevent or stop violence by extremist groups. He says individual citizens also have a responsibility.
I think all of us have failed. All of us has failed to stand up against this kind of bigoted scapegoating and conspiracy thinking. And I think the solution is for all of us to find our backbone and stand up. And I think this is a very horrible example of why we need to face this very clearly and stand up against it.
Von Brunn had been living in Maryland, and investigators say it appears he acted alone. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.